Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Looking for a job? Well, look no further than the First State. Helping us to read the want ads is Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hi, hello, Dave.
What's going on in Delaware?
Well, whatever's going on there is very positive as far as jobs are concerned, because what we do every night is to ask everybody that's working in this country, is the place where you're working, your company, your organization, hiring people, or is it firing people, or keeping the employment about the same? And we added up all of those interviews from last year and then broke it out by state. And the positive news is for Delaware, and this is great news, it's right up there tied for fourth place out of all the states in the union in terms of people telling us, hey, my company's hiring rather than firing.
Now, was that data compiled before DuPont recently announced layoffs?
It was. These data are averaged across the entire year of 2015, January through December, so it clearly would not reflect what's happening in recent weeks or even in recent months.
What's going on in New Jersey and Pennsylvania?
Well, unfortunately, not as good a picture at all. New Jersey's not in the bottom 10, but almost in the bottom 10 in terms of their residents telling us that there are jobs there as opposed to people being fired. Delaware is a plus 35 on that scale, I should tell you. New Jersey is a plus 26, so it's almost 10 points lower, and that puts it way down in the company of Rhode Island and Alabama and New York and some other states like that. Pennsylvania is a little higher than New Jersey, but still below average. The average for the whole country is 32. Pennsylvania comes in a couple of points higher than New Jersey at a plus 28.
Do you have that state ranking handy?
I do.
Where does Iowa place?
Iowa's an interesting question for the reasons that I'm sure you're thinking of, since the caucuses are up and coming. It's almost at average, a little above Pennsylvania, a little below the national average, but not much. So Iowa's neither booming, nor is it in bad shape as far as jobs are concerned.
And so for Iowans anticipating participating in those caucuses now just 3 days out, is the economy top of mind for them in terms of issue?
Well, I don't have a breakout for what Iowans per se are telling us is the biggest thing they want the presidential candidates to be discussing or what they want them to be doing, but we certainly have new data on that nationwide. This is a question: what do you want the new president, when he or she takes office, to focus on most? And I think that's a very key question. And nationwide, the economy is number one, followed by dealing with immigration, which is interesting. That actually comes in second. Then defense and homeland security, and then health care. And health care would include perceptions of the Affordable Care Act, followed by dealing with terrorism, and then education, dealing with jobs, and the federal deficit.
I've not heard you list immigration that high up on the ranking. And what happened with anger over dysfunction in government?
Well, dysfunction in government actually doesn't come up in this asking of the question. The reason you're asking that is because it's number one when we say what's the most important problem facing the country. But when we phrase it this way, what issue or challenge do you want the next president to take? Dysfunction in government doesn't show up that much. You are absolutely right, Dave, in terms of immigration. I'll contrast this to when we asked the same question back in 2000. That was an open seat election. You know, Clinton was leaving office. And immigration was only mentioned by 1% of the public, as opposed to 14% now, to come in second. So there's been a big change in terms of the primacy of immigration in the minds of Americans as far as what the president should be dealing with compared to where we were low those many years ago back in 2000.
Suffice to say, though, Americans are pretty angry about dysfunction in government.
Absolutely. Americans think things do not work well in Washington. They don't have a lot of respect or regard for elected representatives they send to Washington. And of course, that's the kind of anger that a personality like Donald Trump can tap into.
Though, how does that square with recent poll results where apparently half of the respondents say they're better off now than they were 8 years ago?
I would say in comparison to 2000, that's low. We asked that same question in the open seat election in 2000 we've been talking about, and a much higher percent said they were better off. So that half that say they're better off is actually low by some comparative standards. A lot of those are Democrats, and a lot of those, when we ask the question, say, well, we must be better off because it was a Democratic administration over the last 8 years. But it's about half who say better off, a little less than half say worse off, and a few that say they don't know. It breaks along political lines. Most Republicans say they're worse off than 8 years ago, even though I would imagine we would find if we looked at their W-2 forms, they're actually making more money than they were. They just can't say they're better off because it was a Democratic president.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.